The 1992 Los Angeles uprising, the Cambodian genocide, Japanese-American incarceration. What you know isn't always the full story. Our new podcast, Inheriting, about Asian American and Pacific Islander families where the past is personal.
Korean Americans, we call it sa-i-gu.
Did you ever realize when you were a child that you became an orphan?
Camp was such a hard time. How do you think you got through it?
Listen to Inheriting from LAS Studios and the NPR Network, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode of Radio Diaries has support from Indeed. Searching for candidates can feel like an endless task. Indeed is the hiring platform that matches you with quality candidates that fit your preferences. Plus, Indeed helps you keep the hiring process organized. You can schedule interviews, screen and message candidates all in one place. So try it out. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/diaries. Just go to Indeed.com/diaries right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/diaries. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Radiotopia.
Heads up, this episode includes a description of violence.
From PRX's Radiotopia, this is Radio Diaries. I'm Joe Richman. 60 years ago, on November 22, 1963, the assassination of President John F. Kennedy shocked the nation. There are many photographs of that day, but one image in particular captured people's attention, appearing in newspapers all over the country. It showed a Secret Service agent jumping onto the back of the moving presidential limousine. Today on the show, the story of the man in that photo.
It was 12 years ago we first saw this picture. Secret Service agent Clint Hill climbing in the back of the presidential limousine that dreadful November day in Dallas to try to push Jacqueline Kennedy back to protect her life. Clint Hill was a Secret
Before Service Dallas, agent. Before Dallas, I was just, you know, I was Clint Hill. After that, I've been known as the man who climbed onto the president's car. My name is Clint Hill. I was in the United States Secret Service. I served five presidents: Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, and Ford. President Kennedy was different than the previous president. Eisenhower, when he would refer to us agents, that was just, "Hey, agent." With Kennedy, he knew your name, your first name. He knew if you were married. He knew if you had children. And he would stop and he would talk to you. And so we had the utmost respect for him.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bob Walker speaking from Dallas Love Field, where a large crowd is...
In November of 1963, we arrive in Dallas. As we're going through this crowd, I'm in the follow-up car, immediately behind the presidential vehicle.
There's Mrs. Kennedy, and the crowd yells.
I'm on the running board, left-hand side, which puts me closest to Mrs. Kennedy, who is in the left rear of the presidential vehicle.
And here is the President of the United States, and what a crowd, what a tremendous welcome he's getting now.
By the time we got to Main Avenue, the crowd was so large, they could not be contained on the sidewalks. People were hanging out of windows. They were on top of buildings. They were on fire escapes. Any place they could be to see the president and the first lady.
And thousands of people who were crowding the streets here are following the motorcade even further down Main Street.
We got down to the end of Main, turned right, entering an area called Dealey Plaza. And all of a sudden, I hear this explosive noise over my right shoulder. I didn't think at first it was a gunshot. I thought it was a firecracker or something. But when I saw the president's reaction, I knew that was not normal. I mean, he threw his hands to his throat and started to fall to his left. I jumped off of the car I was on, running as fast as I could run, so I could provide some protection for both President and Mrs. Kennedy. That was what I was trying to do. But as I approached the vehicle, there was a gunshot. The shot hit him somewhere in the lower portion of the head in the rear, and exploded out just above the ear. And it was just a mass of blood all over me, all over Mrs. Kennedy. Mrs. Kennedy had come up on the trunk. I got up there and I helped her get back into the back seat. She was in shock. There's no question about that. She was in absolute shock. And I'm up there on the back of the car. So I turned and I gave a thumbs down to the follow-up car crew, shook my head no, and I hollered at the driver, get us to a hospital. We pulled up at the emergency room. They had five or six doctors at one time working, one on the heart, one on the lungs. They did everything they could. So I asked the nursing staff, get me a phone. I wanted to talk to people at the White House. And the operator cut in. And he said, the Attorney General wants to talk to you. Well, the Attorney General was Robert Kennedy, the president's brother. He said, well, how bad is it? I did not want to tell Robert Kennedy that his older brother, Jack, was dead. So I simply said, it's as bad as it can get. And with that, he hung up.
We interrupt this program for a CBS Radio Net Alert Bulletin.
The Associated Press, in its first report, says that President Kennedy was shot just as his motorcade left downtown Dallas. Clint Hill, a Secret Service agent assigned to Mrs. Kennedy, escorted the president into the hospital.
When I was a kid, my father taught me that when you're given a job to do, you do it completely, all the way through, until it's totally done correctly. And I had failed in this case because the president was dead. I then went into an extreme depressed state at my home in Virginia. I lived on two packs of cigarettes a day and a bottle of scotch. That's how I slept. I just refused to talk to anybody. Not the agents, not the family, nobody. The only time I ever talked about it was that I talked to the Warren Commission in 1964, and I talked to 60 Minutes in 1975.
Clint Hill was a Secret Service agent for 17 years. He was chief of the White House detail. But Clint retired from the Secret Service 4 months ago at the age of 43. In the first public statement he has made, sitting with
I was really emotional, and much more than I had anticipated.
Was there anything that the Secret Service or that Clint Hill could have done to keep that from happening?
Clint Hill, yes.
Clint Hill, yes? What do you mean?
If he had reacted about 0.5 of a second faster, or maybe a second faster, I wouldn't be here today.
You mean you would have gotten there and you would have taken the shot?
Yes, sir.
And that would have been all right with you?
That would have been fine with me.
You couldn't have gotten there. You surely don't have any sense of guilt about that.
Yes, I certainly do. I have a great deal of guilt about that. Had I turned in a different direction, I'd have made it. It's my fault.
Over the years, a lot of agents have said they're agents now because they saw what I did in 1963. It was heroic. But I don't take any comfort in being considered a hero. That assassination is like a movie. Goes around in my brain all the time. The total elapsed time, they say, from the time of the first shot until the last shot was 6 seconds. That 6 second period in Dallas, it's not an easy thing to live with. It's kind of weird to think that 6 seconds can last for a lifetime.
Thanks to Clint Hill for sharing his story. You can read more about the events of that day in his book, 5 Days in November. Our story was produced by Micah Hazel. The editors were Deborah George, Ben Shapiro, and myself. Sound mixing by Nellie Gillis. The Radio Diaries team also includes Elisa Escarce and Lena Engelstein. We are proud members of Radiotopia from PRX, a network of independent, creator-owned, listener-supported podcasts. You can check out all the other shows at radiotopia.fm. And Radio Diaries has support from the National Endowment for the Humanities, NISCA, New York City's Department of Cultural Affairs, and from listeners like you. I'm Joe Richman of Radio Diaries. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia. From PR.